From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Bombings claimed by the Islamic State militants in the Syrian cities of Damascus and Homs killed at least 140 people on Sunday. The blast came as Secretary of State John Kerry said a provisional agreement has been reached with Russia on an end to hostilities that could begin in the next few days. Trinity University Middle East scholar David Lesh says this is encouraging news, but a ceasefire will not be easy to implement. He said the problem with any sort of cessation of hostilities is that there are so many players involved in creating the cessation of violence that it creates many opportunities for spoilers. That's something Syrian President Bashar al-Assad agrees with. He says his government is ready to take part in a ceasefire as long as it is not used by militants to reinforce their positions. Counting is underway from Sunday's presidential and legislative elections in Niger. The results are not expected until sometime next week. Mahamadou Issoufou is running for a second five-year term with a promise to crush Islamist militants. About 14 other candidates were running against Issoufou, including Senye Omarou, the leader of an opposition coalition. President Issoufou told the French news agency he is absolutely sure he will win the election and predicted a runoff will not be needed. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has commended the Central African Republic for successfully holding peaceful elections. Mr. Ban congratulated former Prime Minister Faustin Archange Touadéra on his victory. This is VOA News.